Hi, dictation for Miss Margaret Watts, M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T-W-A-T-T-S. Margaret Watts, date of service is 4/27/2023, date of accident 9/7/2022, date of birth 6/25/1947. Miss Margaret Watts was in an automobile accident as a resident driver when she was hit by another car in a T-bone fashion on passenger side. And it was a hit-and-run accident by a pickup truck and at 50 miles an hour. This impact caused her severe symptoms of pain in the neck and the lower back and the right shoulder, right hip, right knee, and right ankle and foot to the tune of 20%. And so is in the right knee, which is pre-existing arthritis, but pain is more severe now, according to her. She never had an x-ray of the right hip as of today. Pain level varies from 5 to 7. And the ADLs are reported affected in the area of walking ability, the rest of the ADLs are affected. An improvement has been reported by the current treatment, which includes the therapy medications. System review is from the chart. The conditional history is from the chart. And substance abuse and compliance is from the chart. His vital signs are as follows: blood pressure is 125 over 64, pulse is 65, pulse is 55, pulse ox is 100. Diagnosis and rest of the exam will be from previous visit, which is dated 329/2017. The dictation number will be 0411/36. Plan will be. Of the right hip and the right knee first to identify what's going on. I believe that there is no chance of any fracture since 6 months have passed, 6 to 8 months since the accident. However, an MRI of the cervical spine and lumbar spine is ordered based on the findings and the ongoing pain the patient has plus the deficits. And the patient was provided following medication: Celebrex 200 mg daily, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. Celebrex is for anti-inflammatory, Protonix 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Xanax 1 mg twice a day for PRN basis for anxiety relief, Lyrica 50 mg twice a day for the pain relief, headaches relief, Furoscid 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN, 50 tablets for pain relief for headaches. Lidoprovine was provided for topical pain relief. The patient does report working full time with no restrictions. She's a nurse, and her physical therapy continues as before. MRI are awaited. Physical therapy 2 times a week, and she remains on a light duty job, 8 hours, 5 days, 10 pounds lifting limit, along with hardship replacement, transportation, case management. She'll be seen in. After the MRIs are done, approximately 15 days to 30 days from today. Thank you. Kindly send this report to Maya Sternberg for her case management. Thank you.